Hi there, may I speak with Sharika?
This is Sharika.
Sharika, I'm sorry. So my name's Ethan on a recorded line. I'm following up with you about the Depot Rivera lawsuit. How are you at the moment?
I'm good.
Glad to hear that. Now, Sharika, were you interested in seeing if you can participate in the Depot Rivera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Was it you or a loved one that was using Depot Rivera after 1992?
It was me.
Okay. And then after using Depot Rivera, were you diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes, I was, but it's been a while since I had another checkup for it because it was like back in, I want to say, 2000, whenever I started using it. And then I was going back and forth to my doctor because something, I felt funny, right? And yeah. So then they kept doing pregnancy tests through my urine, and it said I wasn't pregnant. So they did a blood test. Come to find out, I was 6.5 months pregnant, and they were still giving me the shot.
I see. Oh, wow. Really sorry to hear you had to deal with all that. But yeah, so your meningioma diagnosis, you said that was around 2000?
Mm-hmm, like 2000. And let's see, I had my daughter in 2006, so it was about, I want to say 2007.
Okay, yeah. Were you taking Depot Rivera for at least a year before you were diagnosed with meningioma?
Yeah, I was on the Depot shot for like 4 years.
Okay, well, if that is the case, Sharika, it does sound like we may be able to help you. Do you have an attorney already that's helping you file the claim?
No, I don't.
Okay. Can you confirm to me then under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, you haven't signed any documents or packets of information for any attorneys for this lawsuit? Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And you would be filing this claim for yourself, of course, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mrs. Sharika, are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
Okay, and you did confirm that you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depot Rivera for at least 1 year, correct?
Yes.
Gotcha. And was it a meningioma of the brain or the spine?
The brain.
Okay, do you remember your date of diagnosis?
I don't. It's been so long ago. I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah, do you remember the year?
It was in 2008.
2008. Okay. Of course, this doesn't have to be exact, just your best estimate. Do you know maybe what the month was or what time of year?
I want to say in like June.
Okay.
June of 2008.
Gotcha. I'll just put June 01, 2008 as your best estimate. So don't worry. It doesn't have to be exact, of course. I wouldn't expect you to remember it either way. I know it's been a long time. Do you remember the method that was diagnosed with you? Did you get a CT scan or an MRI? Maybe both?
It was both.
Okay, gotcha. And Mrs. Sharika, what is your birthday?
March 27th, 1988.
Okay. You said March 27th, 1988, right?
Uh-huh.
In addition, do you happen to know anyone else that was also injured by Depot Rivera that could need some help? If not, don't worry about it.
No, I don't.
Okay. And were you using the name brand called Depot Rivera?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember, was it Depot Rivera, Depot Sub-Q Rivera, or generic medroxyprogesterone acetate?
No, it was Depot Rivera.
Okay, gotcha. And you did also confirm you used it for at least 1 year, correct?
Yes.
Okay, can you also confirm to me that you had at least 4 injections before you were diagnosed?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I actually said that incorrectly. Can you confirm you actually had at least 4 injections within 1 year?
Yes.
Okay,
because they do the shot every 3 months.
Yes, correct. Gotcha. I just wanted to make sure of that. Sorry, I misread the question there. And then you also confirmed that using it after January 1st, 1992, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Do you remember approximately when you started using Depot Rivera?
It was actually a day after my 16th birthday.
Okay, gotcha. So that would be March 28th of what year?
the 27th of shit. Are you making me do some math here?
No worries.
I want to say, when did I turn 16? 2000.
Okay.
I don't know.
1980 plus 16 comes out to 2004.
That's it.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so I'll put down March 27th, 2004, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, and do you know when you stopped taking Depo-Provera?
I stopped taking it whenever I found out I was pregnant. So I want to say 2005. Because
okay.
I had my daughter in January of 2006.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
So I want to say, yeah.
So it would have been, was it like around April or May of 2005?
Yes.
Okay. As your best estimate, can I put like April 01, 2005?
That's correct. You can do that.
Okay. So just to confirm, you started, you said it was around your birthday when you turned 16. So that would have been March 27th, 2004. And then you stopped using it around April of 2005.
When I found out I was pregnant, yes. And then okay. After I had her, I got back on it.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. Okay. After you got back on it, how long were you using it for then?
4.5 years until I found that I was pregnant with my second child. And then I was like, Depo ain't working for me, so I'm not taking it no more.
Okay, gotcha. And when you found out you were pregnant with your second child, when was that?
2009, because I had her in May of 2010.
Okay, gotcha. So it would have been about 9 months before May of 2010.
That's correct.
Okay, 5 months before. And you said 2010 is when you had your daughter, right?
Yes, when I had my second daughter.
Okay, gotcha. So if I just do some math, May 2010 minus 5 months, that would be about, I believe, September of 2009. Does that sound accurate to you?
Yes, that sounds okay. Accurate.
Yeah, so you started using it around 2004 when you turned 16, and then you took a break after you had your first child. That's when you stopped. Then you started again, and then you last used it in 2009.
That's correct.
Okay, gotcha. Alrighty, and can you confirm your gender for me as well?
I'm a female.
Okay, and I have your first name here as Sharika. I do apologize for saying it wrong the first time. Sharica. And then last name, Flowers, Flowers.
That's correct.
Do you have a middle name as well?
It's Sade.
Could you spell that for me, please?
S-H-A-D-A-I.
Okay, S-H-A-D-A-I.
Correct.
Do you also have a suffix in your name? Are you a junior or senior, for example?
No.
And your social?
It's 628-01-5900.
Okay. Just want to confirm I heard you correctly. 628-01-5900.
That's correct.
Okay, I have your email down here as therealredbone45 @gmail.com.
Yes.
And your phone number is 575-206-0329.
That's correct.
Okay, and then Mrs. Sharika, am I calling you on your cell phone or is this a home line?
Yes, my cell phone.
Okay, and what is your address?
It's 220 West 11th Street. In Clovis, New Mexico, 88101.
Okay, you said 220 West 11th Street. That's Clovis, New Mexico, 88101.
That's correct.
Is there an apartment or unit number, or just your home?
This is a home.
Okay. Now, what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with meningioma? Do you remember?
His name is Dr. Smith. I don't know if he's even still alive anymore. He was located in Plainview, Texas.
Okay. What hospital was this at? Could you spell it for me as well?
It's Covenant Hospital of Plainview. Covenant, if I spelled that right.
Okay,
Covenant.
yeah, no worries. I found it actually. Is it the one on 2601 Dimmitt?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And you said that was Dr. Smith?
Yes.
Okay, I would assume that's Smith.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And then that's Covenant Hospital Plainview. In addition to that, before your diagnosis of meningioma, did you have any other cancer diagnosis as well?
I did. They had to freeze cancerous cells in my private area after I had my daughter.
Okay, you said you had some cancerous cells and that was like around your reproductive organs?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And do you remember the date of diagnosis or approximately when that was as well?
I want to say it was after, it was like around her 2 week appointment. So I had her on the 16th of January. We stayed in the hospital for a week, sometime in February of 2006.
Okay, sometime in February 2006. Okay, do you happen to remember the stage of your cancer?
I don't.
Okay, as far as you know, so you know you just had some cancerous cells, correct?
Yes.
Okay, it wasn't like anything major though. Were they able to treat it as effectively?
Well, yeah, he said he froze them and I didn't, you know, have to worry about it anymore. And I really haven't even checked up on it since then. So as far as I know, everything was okay.
Okay, gotcha. And then what was the name of the doctor that treated you for your meningioma? Was it also Dr. Smith?
Yes.
Okay, I would assume then the same hospital as well.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. I can copy and paste all of that for us. Makes it very simple and easy here. 2601 Dimmitt. Okay. Now, this is in regards to the doctor that prescribed you your Depo-Provera. Do you remember who this was?
His name was Dr. Loggins.
Dr. Loggins. Could you spell that for me as well?
Loggins.
Okay. And what hospital was this at where you were getting your Depo-Provera?
It was like more of like a clinic, like a doctor's office. I don't even think the doctor's office is open anymore.
Okay. Do you remember the name of this office?
I'm trying to think. I don't actually. I'm thinking back decades ago. My baby will be 19 next month. I'm like, I can't. I don't know the name of that.
Okay. Do you remember at least where, what city this was in?
Yeah, you know, all of this happened in Plainview, Texas.
Okay. Was his first name Tony?
Tony Loggins, that was his name. Yes, sir.
Okay, I actually found some information for him here. Let me see. So yeah, I found Tony Loggins. Was his office on 2222 West 24th Street?
Yes, it was.
Okay, perfect. I actually went ahead and found it. Yeah, it looks like this office did close, unfortunately, but I was able to find the information still. Yeah, it looks like his office
good.
Was just under his name. Okay, perfect. Yeah. Thankfully, I have the magic power of Google, which makes this all so easy and convenient for me.
Amen to Google.
I know. Amen for that. Makes this so much easier.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. Looked like it closed a few years ago, but thankfully all of his information is still online. Additionally, were you getting your Depo-Provera from a pharmacy or was it from Dr. Loggins as well?
It was in Dr. Loggins' office. He had a pharmacy connected to the doctor's office. So I got all my work, all my blood work, everything done there at the facility.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. Makes it easy for me as well. I can just copy and paste all of that. And we're actually almost done here. Do you have, lastly, I just need to ask you, do you have any copies of medical records that would show your treatment or your diagnosis for meningioma?
I've moved so many times since then and lost so much stuff. I don't even think so.
Okay, yeah, if you don't have them, not to worry, but do you know at least do you have like a primary doctor, for example, that you could call to get them?
No, not I, because I'm in Clovis, New Mexico now, and all that information was in Texas, so
Yeah, would you
I
be able
don't.
to call those doctors?
No, I don't have no information from no doctors in Texas anymore.
Would you be able to call the hospital?
I think I will be able to.
Yeah, most likely. Yeah, the only reason I ask is just because it's a required question on the form. I wouldn't expect you to have any medical documentation, but it is a required question. So as long as you have like are able, as long as you know the medical records exist at the hospital, like that's all I need from you basically.
Okay, yeah, they exist.
Yeah, and if necessary, most likely you wouldn't have to, as our attorneys are experienced and can pull them on your behalf. But would you, do you know, like, their, if you had their phone number, could you call them?
I could Google it, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And if necessary, again, most likely you won't have to, but if necessary, could you provide them either by mail, electronically, or both? What's your preference?
Electronically.
Okay, gotcha. And then lastly, I just need to get an emergency contact from you. All I need to do is confirm or get a contact from you, someone we can reach out to you just in case we can't call you for an extended period in case anything happens to you. Do you have someone you want to use as an emergency contact?
Yeah, my mom.
Okay, does she live with you or separately?
No, she doesn't live with me. So we live separate.
Okay, and what's her name?
Kimberly McDonald.
Okay, so Kimberly McDonald. I would assume that's KimBerly. Last name McDonald. MC capital DONALD.
Correct.
Okay, and what's her phone number?
It's 575-693-8977.
Okay. And you said this is your mother, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And if not, that's okay. But do you happen to know her email address and her contact address?
No.
Okay. And we're almost done here. Lastly, I'm just going to read off a quick compliance form. This is basically just a checklist that I can use to make sure all the information we've discussed is accurate and correct. So I'm going to list off a few items for us, and if anything sounds wrong, you can interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
So we did confirm, of course, that you don't have an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for someone to help you. You were diagnosed with
Yeah.
meningioma after using Depo-Provera. You did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, and during 1 year, you got at least 4 shots. You were using the name brand called labeled Depo-Provera, and you also received these shots after January 1st, 1992.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do then is I'll start drafting up some retaining documents for you to sign digitally. These documents only state, firstly, of course, that our attorney partners will represent you for this lawsuit, and it also just gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf, like I mentioned earlier, okay? So
Okay.
give me just a second. I'm going to go ahead and take a look at them myself before I send them to you because I just want to make sure I didn't make any mistakes or type your personal information wrong just for your sake so that way you don't have to go and re-sign. Okay, so I have you here, Sharika. Okay, your address is 220 West 11th Street, Clovis, New Mexico, 88101. You were born on March 27th, 1988. And your social is 628-01-5900.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Now, Sharika, I'm going to go ahead and click send on my end, and you should receive a text message momentarily containing a link to DocuSign.
Okay.
Should say my name, and it should contain a link.
From Ethan.
Yes, that's correct. That's gonna
Okay.
what's that's gonna be what allows you to digitally sign these retaining documents. It's pretty easy, and it more or less guides you through the process. Everything will be highlighted. Just to let you know, there are gonna be some fields where it asks only for your initials. Other fields, it'll ask you for a full signature. So just make sure you pay attention to that, okay?
Okay.
And again, it's pretty easy, but of course, if you need any help at all, I'll be here on the line, so you just let me know, okay?
Okay.
And then once you're done, just let me know so that way I can check to make sure it gets processed.
Okay.
And while you're doing that, Sharika, I'll also send you a text message. It's going to come from a 949 number, which is my personal office number. That way, if you ever have any questions, concerns, or you need any extra help anytime down the line, you can always call or text me, okay?
Okay. Okay, so I guess it's done.
Okay, perfect. Give me just a moment to check and see. I just received it. Thank you so much for that. Let me go ahead and check and make sure it gets processed. And alrighty. Sharika, I see your name and I see your initials. Alrighty, that looks good to me. Thank you so much for your time, Sharika. I really do appreciate it and I'm happy to be able to help you. That's all I needed from you today. I'm just going to let you know from here on out, you should be expecting a call from our attorney partners, most likely sometime within the next 7 to 14 days. It's very important that you look out for that call because they're going to re-verify your personal information. So then and only then can they actually start working on your case. So just make sure you look out for that, okay?
Okay.
Did you have any other questions or concerns that you wanted help with?
No, sir. I got your phone number. I got your email. And if I need anything, I will be contacting you from this number that you just sent me.
Absolutely. Well, I do appreciate it, Sharika. As soon as we get off this call as well, I'll also send you an email with my contact card and my company information so that way you have everything you need, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. I do wish you all the best and happy holiday season.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I appreciate it.